All right. So let that sink in for a little bit, yes? And while we do that, let's look at our time. Are we taking a break today?
Mm-hmm. We are, but not now.
All right. So let's move into questions then. If any of you have any questions on what we talked about or anything else of interest to you, we welcome your questions and we open it up to this. Daniel has given someone the microphone, so let us begin.
Hi, Alexis. It's Julie.
Hello.
Hi. Unbelievable magic happened this week. Unbelievable. And I want to share that with you because you have taught me so well. I have so much gratitude for all the pearls of wisdom you have given me, and they worked. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
And thank you for that wonderful private reading 2 weeks ago. That helped me tremendously. I know you remember what was in there, but you told me one of the areas that was not good for me, I didn't trust my ability to manifest enough. I know you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was trusting my team better. Well, I worked with that.
Yes, you did.
You know that. And then last Sunday, when you talked about what we're doing today too, I took lots of notes. I worked with it Sunday night and Monday morning. And you told us a lot of things. But one was you said, and my goodness, did it work? You
All
said,
right.
Do the action, which you just told us. And then you said, have the gratitude. And then you said, believe. No, that wasn't the word you used. You could have it and then command that it come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you also on another area said two things. You said one, you said do what you have to do to bring in the financial, the money. And secondly, exercise your passion and what makes your heart sing. Remember you told us that. I did all of those things.
Great.
And you remember in my reading, and for everybody here listening, it's about career. And it's been 9 months I've been out of work since the company I work for went out of business. I don't want to go into a long thing here, but I want to let you see what happened. This does work.
All right. And because you've gotten now the opportunities to beautiful career opportunities that can bring you more success than you had before.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it just came in like a wham.
All right. Let us make a comment here.
Please do.
All right. First you said it's unbelievable. And the second one, I can't believe it.
Okay.
This means that you haven't changed your story.
Oops.
Oops.
Which means I still don't trust my ability enough.
No, it's not about trusting. It's about, this is your story, is that what you have in your old story is this kind of magic that on this level doesn't usually happen to me. This is a fluke.
Okay.
All right? You see, it doesn't have to be a fluke at all.
No.
So we're just saying that because when you get something that seems to be outside the box and is so amazing, you go, my, it's unbelievable. But it is believable.
Yes, it is.
If your image of yourself, your story of you, is that stuff like this is natural to me.
I'm starting to believe that.
All right. When you get into this sense of yourself, into your being, you start to get, you know, I'm a pretty magical person. Magic happens. I and my reality are putting together some really interesting opportunities here. Really interesting things are coming up and explorations. Even if they seem like they're not directly on the path, even if it seems like you go into a loop here and there, it's all part of the dance, right? A lot of people say, I don't want to do the dance. Quick, hurry up. Just give me the reality. That's because there's no trust, or that's because they don't think it's natural to them, or it's going to be a fluke, and they feel like they're going to have to hold on to it and focus on it and really push on it and work, do all this work. Let me do it now so I don't have to go through all of that crazy stuff. So rewrite your story. We appreciate your wonderful testimonial. And yes, it does work when you're in the right frequency. This is you really, truly utilizing the law of attraction in the way it was meant to be. You see? This is the law of love. You lifted your resonance. You opened yourself to flow. You let go of your control. You let go of your resistances to reality. You let go of, you know, of your ivory tower stuff. You let go of your martyr. I've got to overwork. I've got to push, drive stuff. And look what happened. Magic, right?
I'm not in the home stretch, but it's, I feel it inside.
See, trust that you've got plenty of resources there, even if it's not nailed in yet.
I do believe it. I took back my
The
power.
Resources are such that even if what has come in now as a possibility doesn't work, you have plenty more resources. Even though you may not be able to imagine them right now, know that it's becoming natural for you to draw and attract to yourself resources.
I'm now a big believer.
This
was so easy.
Anchor that in. If mm-hmm. you have magic in your life, or if you even need magic in your life, what you want to do is write that into your story, into your story. This is the way I am. This is the way my life works. My life tends to work this way. You see, and put in the magic. Now, every one of you has experienced some incredible magic in your life at some point. Some people think it's so rare that they remember it in every bit of detail, and but their life story is such that they don't have that magic. But if you can go and even take those experiences of magic that did happen to you, even if ultimately it didn't work out, whatever came your way, but that sense of this reality is dropping into your life in this incredible opportunity, take that energy and say, that energy is mine. I claim that energy. This is something I choose to be natural to me as a reality creator. And watch the magic increase. In a sense, that's what you did. So recognize that this, what has happened this past week, has kind of gone outside that box again. You're expanding at a very fast clip here. So you want to use another word and see it as just part of your expansion. We'd suggest a good word is amazing.
Okay.
You know, delightful, phenomenal, right? Majestic, of course, magical, right? And that's natural to you. Think about your future being more and more magical and how this is just the beginning of the resources that you can have at your disposal whenever you so choose.
I am. Now I really see it.
Yes.
Can I have you help me get down the home stretch? Because I don't want to screw up this manifestation. And I remember in the past you told us that if we put too much charge on it, sometimes it doesn't manifest.
Right, and right. And you are in danger of putting too much charge on this because all of a sudden, wow, look at this, look at this. The old school says, you've got to stay focused, hold on, hold, grab it, hold on, hold on, hold on. You know, don't hold on.
There's a fine line, I think, and this is what I want you to clarify for me, because you said expect it, expectancy, mm-hmm. and then
let it be.
It forth.
Then let it come forth. Let
okay.
it be. Stay in gratitude.
Okay.
Stay in gratitude and trust. The trust is that even if this doesn't work, you know, oh, I want the home stretch so bad. I want it to work. I want it to work. I want it. Look at it this way. Know that it's going to work eventually.
There's no way this isn't going to work. There are two opportunities, fantastic opportunities.
Well, we've known people who get blown out to go too far out of their bubble and can't expand, and they can blow everything. Don't do that, you know. We don't
okay.
expect you to. But the thing is that you still are not trusting. You're still not trusting the home stretch. You want somehow, I've got to manipulate it into being.
Oh,
no,
okay.
you don't manipulate manifestations. That's not something you can
so
do.
Just
that's a control
go.
Manipulation modality. Is I've got to grab hold of it. I've got to jump on it. I've got to catch it and hold on. That's manipulation.
So just let it all go. Is that what you
let
said?
It be.
Just let it go.
Just be in there trusting that it's coming to you. This or better. Just say that. This or
this,
better.
This or better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all of you. This or better. How does that feel?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah, it's sometimes people will get everything lined up, and at the last minute, they'll sabotage it. Most everybody has an experience of that, because that's typical of what we call the inner young adult personality. All right, who doesn't really know how to pull things into final manifestation and is afraid of that it's going to be too much work and so on, and so gets really antsy and anxious about time and doesn't know how to handle the time factor, and then starts going back into manipulation and control, controlling self or trying to manipulate circumstances or trying to nail something down or trying to secure something because they don't feel secure and so on. And that's, of course, when you can trust, you can relax knowing that you are in the flow and you don't know how long your dance is going to be. But as soon as you start to manipulate or control, it slows the dance down. It's like basically putting a hamper on you. It's like putting chains and a good old ball and chain on you, and then you're still trying to run a race. It doesn't work, you know. So you don't want to put that kind of limitation. It's a fear-based reality limitation. So if you start getting afraid and you start getting into fear, then you've got to reorganize your relationship with your reality, with your world, as a partner, and trust that your partner is there for you. And yes, if you have something that is, so many people are so terrified of disappointment, so afraid of disappointment, they'll do anything to avoid experiencing disappointment. Disappointment is a child place, emotionally. It's the child, oh, I want that, I want that. No, you can't have that. You've all been there. That's where disappointment starts. And it's this little thing. It happens in 5-10 seconds, disappointment. But you learn that disappointment is the end. It is painful, it is dark, it is scary, and it's lonely. Disappointment isn't really about that. If you feel disappointed about something, you need to grow up. Mm-hmm. And when you grow up, you need to express your rage, your anger, you need to get whatever it is you're feeling really out. And go and call up your unseen friends, your guides, your spirit helpers, and give them a good yelling at. A lot of people go, huh? Aren't you supposed to tiptoe around very prayerfully around your spirit guides? No, they're like real neural people, except that they don't take anything personally. So you can yell and holler at them and get it all off your chest. You betrayed me. You didn't take me through that. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And I'm disappointed now. I'm so upset. I'm so angry. And I'm so scared. We'll be glad to sit with you while you go through that. We know we're not to blame for it, but if you want to yell at us, that's fine. Because if you can get your emotions clear and know what you're really feeling, you can say, oh, I can choose other ways of responding. I'm empowered. I don't have to respond in a powerless way like a child. I don't have to look at my reality as this painful teacher who's putting me through all sorts of traumatic lessons. I can look at my reality as supportive. What is it I need to look at here in this disappointment? What is it that I need to understand here? Let me look at what choices I need to make that are different. And when you look at disappointment, you'll find that somewhere along the line, you went into one of your younger selves, you went into child state, you went into adolescent modality, you went into the fantasy world of the young adult. You lost it. You lost your connection. Your image of yourself, your story about yourself got broken. And so when that happens, then you fall back into the old relationship with your world. And as soon as your relationship goes back into the old relationship and your opinions of yourself go back into the old and so on, you'll go back to your old way of responding and you'll set yourself right up for disappointment. Whereas if you get something that's disappointing, you scratch your head instead and you laugh about it. A disappointment. I didn't expect that. I was expecting some more magic. What did I do? What's going on here? Did I put too much charge on it? Was this something that comes out of duty and obligation and not out of my true being? Is this something that wasn't in alignment with me? If it was in alignment with me, did I not have any gratitude? Is there something better that's awaiting me? Did I go into a false relationship with my reality? Where did I go first, instinctively? Did I go into child? Let me take care of the inner child first. Then you start to think this way. As a powerful reality creator in your laboratory, working your magic, figuring out what it is. You may not even ever know, but you just can sense sometimes that it's just a limited feeling. Okay, let me give that limited feeling up. Let me step into freedom and lightness and see what the distinction is, and maybe I can tell what that was that I went into. There's lots of ways to explore consciousness. And you can do it from an adult perspective. And that's one of the reasons that we put together, we did a whole day workshop on the spiritual adult. The magical life of the empowered adult. It tells you in detail about being an adult and doing adult. It entails this type of response. Your response is a mature, responsible response. Not a whiny one, not a resigned one, not one of those, well, whatever, rationalizing it. It's a response of power, of someone who loves themselves, someone who is free, someone who trusts. And as you get back into that state, everything will shift. Bang, you'll be right back on track. Things will open right back up. It's amazing. So many times people accept a disappointment thinking that's the end of it all. And they say, oh, I guess I have to start all over again. Where for many, many times, we would say the majority of times, it is not the end at all. But if they would respond as an adult, very often things get negotiated, renegotiated, things shift, and they get another phone call, well, we've reconsidered. Realities can turn around like magic. There's nothing written in stone. There's nothing to resign yourself to, in a sense, when you're trying to manifest a particular something. But just simply part of learning how to love yourself more, to free yourself, to empower yourself, and to trust that what you came here to this planet to learn about, you are learning. What you came to create, you are creating. And what realization of yourself you came to learn about, you are getting. All right. So what we're going to do here, and thank you so much for that, and it brought us on all sorts of tangents, which we know are applying to some others of you here and listening to us. And so we're going to take a break now for 20 minutes, and then we will return with more questions and so on. So for right now, we're going to leave, and actually we don't leave anywhere. We're just going to let the channel come back to consciousness. And so for now, farewell.